Welcome to another episode of Dominion Nuggets with Dr. Joseph Parakoy of the Dominion in Christ International, DICI. On this platform, get set for an encounter with God's Word. Expect an impartation and empowerment of the total man by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are created by God to live in dominion and victory all the days of your life. As you listen and believe, your situation will change in Jesus' name. And here now is Dr. Joseph.
I bring the word of God to you today titled, Resurrection Power of Jesus, Undertake for Me. Resurrection Power of Jesus, Undertake for Me. Resurrection Power of Jesus, Undertake for Me. I want you to understand that there is power and there are powers, but that is a power that surpasses other powers. That power is the resurrection power of Jesus. That is the only power that can fight for you. That is the only power that can liberate you. That is the only power that can help you. And without that power, life will be useless. I bring my text from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 38. I read verse 14. Isaiah 38 verse 14. Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. Oh Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Oh Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. There is only one that can undertake for you in life. When you go through oppression, when you go through torment, when you go through agony, the person is the Lord Jesus Christ. Here, this man, Isaiah the prophet, has written this concerning the king called Hezekiah. Hezekiah was a king. Hezekiah was a man of power. Hezekiah was a righteous man. Hezekiah obeyed the voice of God. Hezekiah diligently served God. But a time came in his life, he was oppressed with sickness. He was oppressed with diseases. He was oppressed with torment and affliction. And nobody could help him. Even prophet Isaiah, that's supposed to help him, could not help him. So he had to cry unto God. He had to boycott everyone and cry unto God. And he cried a cry of lamentation, of hell from God. And he said, oh Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Oh Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. I don't know what you are going through today. I don't know what you are going through this morning. I don't know what you are going through at this moment. I don't know the situation in your life. I don't know the situation in your family. But I come with a mandate of heaven to announce to you that there is a God in heaven that can undertake for you. His name is Jesus. He said, oh Lord, I am oppressed. My family members cannot help me. I am oppressed. My husband cannot help me. I am oppressed. My wife cannot help me. I am oppressed. My wealth and fame has failed me. I am oppressed. Oh Lord, undertake for me. Today, God will undertake for you in the name of Jesus. There is no power that can confront the power of Jesus. There is no problem that can overcome the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And that Jesus will rise to your case today in Jesus' name. Jesus is the master. Life is full of problem, but Jesus came to deliver you. Let's read Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. I read to you verses 8 to 10. Ephesians chapter 4 verses 8 to 10. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Jesus Christ, when he died, Jesus Christ, when he was buried, he ascended. He went down into the lower part of the earth to set the captives free. He went down to take the key of life and death from Satan. You understand? When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they sold humanity to Satan. They sold destiny of men to Satan. Adam and Eve did not know that Satan was a strategist, and they disobeyed God, and Satan took the key of life. Satan took the key of joy. Satan took the key of peace from them. Humanity came under subjectivity of the powers of darkness. But Jesus came with the mandate of power. And when Jesus was being buried, he was crucified. He was buried. The Bible said, wherefore, he ascended up on high. He went up on high. He led captivity captive. Let me announce to you today, Jesus came to lead you captive, to take you from the captivity of darkness. Jesus came to give you gifts, gift of success, gift of joy, gift of salvation, gift of peace. Now that he ascended, what is it? But he also descended first. Look at that verse. He descended first into the lower part of the earth. Let me announce to you, before this time, when people died, when the righteous died, there's something that always happened to them. The spirit of the grave was so powerful that all the righteous people who had died were trapped in the grave. They were in the grave. They couldn't go to paradise. They couldn't go to heaven. Because Jesus Christ had not brought them out. Because Jesus Christ had not died, had not shed his blood. But now, when Jesus' blood was shed on the cross, what did Jesus do? He descended first to liberate them, to release them. That is the reason he descended. He descended down. Why? Jesus Christ manifested the resurrection power. Jesus Christ changed the position of the righteous after his resurrection. He took saints from the grave to paradise above. And you need to understand today that without Jesus, humanity will be useless. Without Jesus, heaven's gate will not open to anybody. Jesus went down to open the gate. He took the righteous out of the grave so that they can remain with the Lord. Let me announce to you, Jesus is the only one that can open the grave, that can open the gate of your joy, that can open the gate for your peace, that can open the gate for your fulfillment and satisfaction. Jesus went to the lower part of the earth because he knew that a lot of good things had been buried underneath the ground. He went there to set the captives free. He preached to the spirits that were imprisoned under the earth. He released the people of God. He has come to release your joy. He has released your peace. He has released your fulfillment. He has released your success. He has released your accomplishment. And let me announce to you today, the word of God is clear in Revelation chapter 1 verse 18. Look at it. Revelation chapter 1 verse 18. Jesus Christ talking here, he say, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Jesus is the only one who has the power over the grave. Jesus' power can liberate you from your sorrow. Jesus' power can liberate you from your pain. Jesus' power can liberate you from the oppression of darkness. Jesus' power can liberate you from sin. He's the only one that can undertake for you. Men will fail you. Family members will fail you. Your colleagues will fail you. Money will fail you. A time will come in your life when everything will fail. The only person that can stand for you is Jesus. Jesus is the only one that has the power to deliver you. And I'm announcing to you today, his resurrection power is available to deliver you. His resurrection power is available to change your life, to save you from sin, to save you from pain, to save you from sorrow, to save you from agony. If you will be willing to surrender to him, the resurrection power of Jesus can undertake for you, can deliver you today in the name of Jesus. You may be asking the question, how then can I change? How then can I manifest this resurrection power? What should I do for this resurrection power to be manifested in my life? The resurrection power brought Lazarus from the grave. Lazarus was dead for 4 days, and Jesus was brought there, and Jesus manifested resurrection power, and Jesus commanded Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And the power of Jesus Christ overwhelmed the power of death and the grave, and Lazarus came out of the grave. I don't know today the Lazarus in your life. Your health may be a Lazarus. It has been buried in sickness. Your finances are Lazarus. You have been buried into poverty. Your marriage is a Lazarus. Has been buried in chaos and problem. Your children are Lazarus to you. They have been buried in failure and discord and disappointment. I announce to you the resurrection power of Jesus will bring them out. In the name of Jesus, how do you enjoy this resurrection power? What must you do so that God can undertake for you and liberate you? Number one, you must be born again. You must become a child of God. You must receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Conversion is the foundation for every good thing in life. God is not obliged to bless anyone who is not his child. You must surrender to Jesus. What shall it profit a man if he gains your word and he loses his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? There is nothing, no life without Jesus. For you to enjoy the resurrection power of Jesus, you need to surrender to him. You need to give your heart to him. You need to confess your sin, repent of your sin, and turn away from all evil unto him. Then the resurrection power will manifest in your life in a new dimension. And that shall be signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Sing this song with me. Resurrection power, resurrection power, we are taking back what the devil has stolen. Resurrection power, resurrection power, resurrection power, I am taking back what the devil has stolen. Resurrection power today, resurrection power, resurrection power, I am taking back what the devil has stolen. Resurrection power. You are going to take back what the devil has stolen today, but you must give your heart to him so that he can fight for you in the name of Jesus. Confess your sin to him. Repent of those sins. Turn away from evil and surrender to him. He will manifest that power in your life in the name of Jesus. Number two, find out God's purpose for your life. Find out God's purpose for your life. Some people are in the world, but they never appear. They live in the world, but they don't know them, because they don't know the purpose of God for their life. Pilate therefore said unto Jesus in John chapter 18 verse 37, listen, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou seest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Jesus knew the purpose for his life. He knew why he came into the world. He came into the world to rule the world. He came into the world to liberate the world from sin. He said, to this end was I born. I was born to be a king. I was born to rule over sin. I was born to liberate humanity. I was born to deliver them. He told Pilate, to this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should be a witness unto the truth. Jesus knew his purpose. He was never distracted. What is the purpose for your life? Have you ever asked God, God, why did you create me into this world? Why did you create me into this family? God has a plan for putting you where he has put you. You need to find out God's purpose for your life. When you understand the purpose of God for your life, you'll be able to know what to do. Jesus knew why he came to the world. Do you know why you are in the world? Ignorance concerning why you came into the world is dangerous. You must find out God's purpose for your life. You must find out his purpose for your existence. You must find out God's purpose for your marriage, for your career, for your destiny, so that you'll be able to know what to do by the grace of God to accomplish that purpose. You must not die unfulfilled, my friend. But if you don't know the purpose, you'll die unfulfilled. May God help you in the name of Jesus. Number one, you must be born again. Number two, find out God's purpose for your life. Number three, don't be satisfied with your present position. For the resurrection power to manifest in your life, for you to take back what the devil has taken from you, don't be satisfied with your present position. Your present position may not be the best that God has for you. Don't be static. Move forward. Strive for excellence. Strive for more glory and fulfillment. Don't pattern your life after the people who built the Tower of Babel. They were complacent. They were not planning to move forward. Life is dynamic. It's not static. You must achieve greatness. You must move forward and accomplish something. Don't be satisfied with your present situation. Believe God for a greater level and pray for it, and God will shock you in the name of Jesus. Number four, don't compromise your faith. Don't compromise your faith. Daniel knew the plan of God for his life. He knew he was going to be a ruler. He knew at school, because Daniel was found 10 times better than the magicians and astrologers of Babylon. He knew he was going to be a genius. But the time came in his life for him to compromise his faith. When they said nobody should pray, Daniel ignored them and concentrated on God. He did not compromise because of position, and God elevated him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not compromise their faith. They asked them to bow down to the idol, to the image that was made. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego refused to bow down because they knew it was God that would take them to the top. They ignored the appearance. They ignored the invitation of their friend to bow. And they stood with God, and God took them to the top. What shall I say about Joseph? Joseph had opportunity to commit immorality with Potiphar's wife. Yes, he could have done it. Nobody could have seen him, but his destiny would have been truncated. He refused. He rejected it. He stood for God. Listen to me. 5 minutes sex outside wedlock, 50 years of sorrow, 50 years of pain. Joseph understood that. He turned it down, and Joseph became a prime minister. Don't compromise your faith. Stand for Jesus in your office. Stand for Jesus in your school. Stand for Jesus among your family. Stand for Christ. Don't compromise, and the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. Number five, don't underrate your ability. For the power of God to manifest in your life and for you to be liberated by the resurrection and power of Jesus, you remember Jesus Christ came to liberate you. Don't underrate your ability. My friend, don't allow inferiority complex to rob you of your blessing. Don't make negative confession about your life. Speak like Paul. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can achieve that project through Christ that strengthens me. Now, year 2021 will be the best year in my life. I know I've gone through hell in this year, but 2020 will be better. Say something positive. Speak positive things to your life. Don't confess what people confess. The Bible says, thou shalt not say a confederacy to what these people say a confederacy to. Don't say what they say. Say what you believe, because God will manifest it in the name of Jesus. Number six. Don't consider the opinion of men. Don't consider the opinion of men. Men will tell you it cannot be done. When we tell you nobody in your family has ever achieved that feat, but the resurrection power of Jesus, let me announce to you, nobody had resurrected from the grave before Jesus. Jesus raised the dead, but nobody resurrected from the grave by the power of the Holy Ghost. It was only Jesus that did that, and nobody did that before that time, but Jesus set a record. God wants to make your life a mysterious wonder. God wants to make you a miracle to people. So therefore, don't consider the opinion of men. Remember the 12 spies, they were sent to the land of Canaan. 10 of them came back to give a negative report. Those who listened to those 10 people got into trouble. David, but the two, Caleb and Joshua, said, we are well able. We are well able. Do you know something, my friend? You can do it. You are well able to live a holy life. You are well able to accomplish the impossible. You are well able to still fulfill that your destiny. You are well able to become the greatest in your family. Because Jesus is there. He will make it available. He will make every grace available to you in the name of Jesus. Number seven, don't consider the obstacles. Don't consider the obstacles. By the grace of God, I'm a professional specializing in leadership and change management. And I understand, and I've taught people all over the world, when there are obstacles in your life and there are problems before you, there is a formula we use. We call it C square B square concept. Here is a mountain before you. How do you overcome the mountain? The C square B square concept. Number one, C, climbed the mountain. Don't let the mountain stand as an obstacle before you. Climb the mountain. Number two, circumvent the mountain. Go through a long route, circumvent the mountain to get to your destiny, because the mountain should not limit you. B, bulldoze the mountain. You can bulldoze the mountain. You crush it completely to get to your destination. The last B, you burrow through the mountain. Create a hole inside that mountain to get to the other side. What am I trying to tell you? No obstacles can stop you. Every setback is a setup for a comeback. Every setback is a setup for a comeback. Don't allow anything to set you back. Instead, set your enemy back. Move into your glory. Move into the plan of God. Make up your mind. I will not give up the race of success until I'm counted among the best. Make up your mind. Jesus did not fail. Holy Ghost did not fail. My Father God has not failed. I cannot fail. In the name of Jesus. You must understand, resurrection power is available for you today for you to get to the top. Resurrection power is available for you today for you to get to the top. Number eight, engage the help of the Holy Spirit. Engage the help of the Holy Spirit. You can overcome anything in life with the help of the Holy Spirit. God is ready to undertake for you with the help of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says there in the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 26 to 27, it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our Romans chapter 8, 26 to 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. You need to pray. You need to enlist the help of the Holy Spirit. You need to be a man, a woman of prayer. The Bible says that when Mary was told that was going to give birth to Jesus, he asked a question, how might this thing be? And the answer came, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. And therefore, let me announce to you, Jesus came by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you. Commit everything to the hand of God. Tell God about your situation. The Holy Spirit is the bulldozing power of heaven. The Holy Spirit cannot be confronted or resisted. That's why the Bible says, when the enemies are coming like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. As you enlist him in prayer, as you enlist him in your daily life, as you enlist him in your lifestyle, the Holy Spirit will work for you and God will surprise you in the name of Jesus. As we shall be going to pray now, let me ask you a question. Are you a child of God? Are you born again? Do you have faith in God? Are you a backslider? Or you are there, you are so discouraged. God has sent me to you today. Hezekiah here said in that Isaiah chapter 38 verse 14, oh Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. He cried unto God. Nobody was available to help him. He cried unto God and help came from God. Help is coming to you today. The restoration power of Christ is available to you today. He descended into the grave to take you, to take your business, to take your career out of the grave, to deliver you from the host of darkness, from principalities and powers. He's now asking me to tell you, everything is done. It is finished. The battle has been won, but you need to pray. You need to seek his face. As we're going to pray now, is there any sin in your life? Confess now. Talk to God briefly now and say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Talk to him now. Talk to him now. He will forgive you. He will cleanse you. He will change your life. Anywhere they have hidden you in the grave, he will take you out of that grave today. He will liberate you through the resurrection power. He will change you. Miracles will happen today if you can believe. Tell him to cleanse you through his blood, to wash you clean. He will do it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. I repent today. I am sorry for the sin that I've committed. I am sorry for disappointing you, for letting you down with my lifestyle and attitude. Lord, forgive me. Cleanse me through your blood. In the name of Jesus, Satan, get out of my life. Leave me alone. I dedicate my life to Jesus, and I will live for him all the days of my life. Thank you because you have answered. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As we're going to go to the Lord in prayer now, I want you to believe today the power of God will manifest in your life. Anything taken from you and buried in the grave. Anything taken from you and buried in the grave of life. Your career, your business, your marriage. Today, resurrection power. Resurrection power will take them out. In the name of Jesus. Sing this song with me again. Resurrection power. Resurrection power. I am taking back what the devil has stolen. Resurrection power. Power. Resurrection power. Resurrection power. I am taking back what the devil has taken. Resurrection power. Resurrection power. Resurrection power. I am taking back what the devil has stolen. Resurrection power. As we pray this prayer today, I want you to believe there is no power that can confront the name of Jesus. There is no power that can stand the power of the Holy Ghost. That resurrection power that brought Jesus out from the grave, the Roman army could not hold him back. The military juggernaut of those days could not hold him back. The Pharisees and the Sadducees could not hold him back. He came out of the grave. The Bible said they became like dead men. That resurrection power is coming upon you now. All your enemies guarding you will become like dead men. Your children must come out in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer. Say, all my blessings imprisoned by the grave, comfort now in the name of Jesus. All my blessings, the blessing of my children, the blessing of my husband, the blessing of my wife, imprisoned by the grave, come out in the name of Jesus. Say, by fire, by thunder, by fire, by thunder, I withdraw my blessing from the hands of all dead enemies in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my blessings from the hands of all dead enemies in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my blessing from the hand of all dead enemies in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer. Say, whatever has been done against me, using the earth, using the ground, be neutralized in the name of Jesus. Whatever has been done against me, using the earth, using the ground, be neutralized now by fire in the name of Jesus. Be neutralized now by fire in the name of Jesus. Be neutralized now by fire in the name of Jesus. Say, I release my destiny from every bewitchment of darkness in the name of Jesus. I release my destiny from every bewitchment of darkness in the name of Jesus. I release my destiny from every bewitchment of darkness in the name of Jesus. Pray this one very well. Say, by fire, by thunder, by the power of the Holy Ghost, oh Lord, the spirit of self-destruction will not prosper in my life in the name of Jesus. The spirit of self-destruction will not prosper in my life in the name of Jesus. The spirit of self-destruction will not prosper in my life in the name of Jesus. The spirit of self-destruction will not prosper in my life in the name of Jesus. Pray this one very well with all your heart, because your story must change today. Say, by fire, by thunder, my real me, hear the cry of heaven, manifest in the name of Jesus. My real me, hear the cry of heaven, manifest in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Some people are in the world. They work through the world, but they never manifest. They bury their destiny. Someone is using their destiny. You need to pray very well. Say, my real me, hear the cry of heaven, manifest now in the name of Jesus. Manifest now in the name of Jesus. Manifest now in the name of Jesus. Say, by fire, by thunder, power of the strong man blocking my chances, die in the name of Jesus. By fire, by thunder, power of the strong man blocking my chances, die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. They are blocking your chances in the office. They block your promotion. They are blocking your children. They are blocking your husband. They are blocking your destiny. Enough is enough. Say, by fire, by thunder, power of the strong man of my father's house, power of the strong man of my mother's house, power of the strong man in my place of birth, blocking my chances, die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer very well, my friend. Say, by fire, by thunder, arrows fired against my family tree, backfire in the name of Jesus. Arrows fired against my family tree, backfire in the name of Jesus. If you've read the book of Jeremiah, chapter 22, read from verse 27 down to verse 29. There was a man called Jeconiah. This man didn't do any evil, but some people took the sand and spoke against the family tree and said the man should be childless, the man should not prosper in life, none of his children will prosper, and they spoke against the destiny, and the man, it affected him, none of his children could prosper because some people were angry. We are going to pray, say by fire, by thunder, every arrow of curses, arrow of darkness fired against my family tree, backfire in the name of Jesus. Backfire in the name of Jesus. Say, fingers of darkness harassing my breakthrough, die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Fingers of darkness harassing my breakthrough, die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Three prayers, one pray very well. Say, everything that must go for my life to move forward, hear the word of the Lord. Go in the name of Jesus. Everything that must go for my life to move forward, hear the word of the Lord. Go in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer very well. There are some people, they turn glory to shame. The Bible says, I will render unto you double for your shame. It means that God knows there are people that turn glory to shame. Say, by fire, by thunder, powers assigned to turn my glory to shame, scatter by fire. Powers assigned to turn my glory to shame, scatter by fire. Scatter by fire. Scatter by fire. Scatter in the name of Jesus. Say, my glory, anywhere you are buried, my glory that is not manifesting, come alive in the name of Jesus. Come alive and manifest in my life. Come alive and manifest. Come alive and manifest. Come alive and manifest in the name of Jesus. Pray this last prayer very well. Say, battles of delay in my life, I overrun you, I destroy you by the resurrection power of Jesus. Battle of delay in my life. Look at your life. Delay in marriage, delay in career, delay in everything, delay. Say, battles of delay in my life, I destroy you by the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Battles of delay in my life, I destroy you by the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost now in the name of Jesus. I believe it is done. I know it is done. From today, I declare the resurrection power to manifest in my life for greatness in the name of Jesus. I am for signs and wonders. Thank you, because it is done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Father, we thank you because you are God. We thank you because anytime we call, you always answer. There is a resurrection power that can undertake for us. Today, I pray in the name that is above every name, let your resurrection power, that power that the Roman army could not hold, that power that brought Lazarus from the grave, let that power manifest in our life and bring us from where they are buried us in the name of Jesus. Anyone hearing the sound of my voice and they are buried anything concerning your life, they have delayed your life, they have made your life stagnant, we paralyze the path of the enemy. The Bible said the arm of the wicked shall be broken. We break the arm of your neck. We break the arm of your document. We break the arm of your marriage. I break the arm of your children. Madly condemnable Sunday. I break the arm of your promotion and advancement. I break the arm of your life in the name of Jesus. I release you. The Bible says, if the Son shall set you free, thou shalt be free indeed. I release you by the resurrection of the power of Christ. Be free in the name of Jesus. From today, your story changed. As you go into this new week, it is well with you. You will have testimony. Thank you, because I know it is done. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the grace given to you to hear this word. God will do greater things in your life. Share this message with other people. As you share, you are propagating the gospel of Christ. And God will do greater, mightier things in your life in the name of Jesus. I am yours in Christ, Dr. Joseph Barakoi. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Dominion Nuggets with Dr. Joseph Barakoi of the Dominion in Christ International in the Kingdom of Eswatini, Southern Africa. We believe you have been greatly blessed by this message and on your way to dominion and victory in life. For prayer, counseling, and more information, or you are led to partner with us and keep this regular broadcast on air, please kindly reach us on +268 763 528 45. +268 763 52845 or by email info@citrac.org or via WhatsApp on +27 7192 12413. Stay in the loving grips of Jesus till we come your way again on this same platform. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.